Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're into week six. It's actually 13 weeks of daily devotions, where each week is wrapped around a different focus on how we ought to be serving. And week six is on serving with faith. And we had a small glimpse last week when we talked about excellence in faith. And this week we're going to spend the entire week looking at different aspects of how faith helps us serve. And today we're looking at specifically serving with a faith that pleases God. And we used this verse last week when we looked at the excellence of faith and about without faith, it is impossible to please God. As I think about that and I think about how that applies to serving, I think at the very core of being able to serve well is learning to trust God. Because serving people requires that we do things that are not always natural for us. They're not always our first thought. They're not always what comes easy to our human nature, to our flesh. And so to step out of those comfort zones, to step out of those natural areas of life, to serve and to meet the needs of others, requires that we have faith, that we trust God. In the devotion, I asked a number of questions and really looking at who do you trust and why do you trust them? Are there people that you used to trust that you no longer trust? Are there people that you don't trust that at one time you did? I'm guessing for most of us at least, probably all of us, that the answers to all of those is yes. People do things and they change and they encounter situations that either deliberately or not create feelings of mistrust. Perhaps they make a promise that for whatever reason they didn't keep. Maybe it was made rashly without understanding exactly everything that it entailed, and it was simply impossible to keep. Perhaps they made it out of words with no real intention of keeping it. But the promise was broken. The thing that we was expecting from them didn't come about. And for most of us, out of relationship, we can overlook things like that for a time, but when it becomes a pattern, we begin to wonder. And then pretty soon, we quit trusting. The same is true oftentimes with those that we have not trusted, and they begin to make an effort to keep their word, to follow through, to act in a way that is trustworthy. And while it can be a very difficult task to earn someone's trust, and an even more difficult task to regain someone's trust, it is possible. But when it comes to having faith, to believing without seeing, to trusting God completely, there are those that will say that they cannot trust God because He has let them down. And what they really mean is that He did not live up to their expectations. It's not that He didn't keep His word. It's not that He was unfaithful in anything that He said. And I suspect we've all encountered times where God acted in a way that was different than what we wanted, different than what we expected. And those kinds of times often become a point of crisis in our faith. Do we trust God? Or do we trust ourselves? Because we reach a point where we have to decide who was right, me or God. And if you have to ask yourself that question too long, I'll let you in on a secret. The answer is always God. But when it comes to serving with faith that pleases God, it comes down to believing that God has changed me. I have faith in a God that works because I've seen Him work in me, and that faith that pleases God ought to change the way I serve, because it ought to fill me with a faith that God can change anyone, that those I serve can be changed. You see, as we serve with a faith that pleases God, part of our foundation is recognizing that we represent Jesus. That everything we do represents Him. And whether we like it or not, and sometimes we want the good things that we do to represent Jesus, and the bad things we do, we would just assume they weren't seen. But many people look at the whole of our life. And when we talk about faith, when we talk about living by faith, and then something happens and we cower in fear. Worry takes over. They question. So what's so great about this God that you claim to serve? Where's the faith now? And I'm not saying that a faith in God keeps us from ever having any fear. As one that lives very susceptible to anxiety attacks and PTSD and the things that accompany that, I can assure you that fear comes, even in the midst of faith. The difference is, if we live by faith, the fear doesn't control us completely. We continue to press on. We continue to believe. We continue to trust God. Not just even in the dark times, but especially in the dark times. And often it's this kind of faith that people need to see, more than a faith that believes and trusts God when everything's good. For many, that looks like an easy faith. But when we can live with this faith that pleases God, this belief that He exists, that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him, it ought to change the way we serve. It ought to change the way we serve our families, our church families, our community, strangers, the lost, those who are struggling and hurting. You see, God calls us to serve people in a variety of different situations. And every one of them requires faith. A faith that pleases Him. A faith that says He has the power to make the situation better. If we trust. If we surrender. If we allow Him to work. So many times we pray, we earnestly ask God to do something, to change a situation, to change a person, to change us. And as we leave our prayer time, it's as if we forgot who God is. And then we set about acting like all of the change that we want to see happen depends completely on us. And I'm not saying there isn't work involved that we're supposed to be doing, because there is. But faith says God is the one at work in us and through us. It's a belief that trusts Him, and the trust requires that we obey, we listen, we surrender. That our means and our methods are directed by Him, by His Word. When we begin to live according to the ways of the world instead of according to the ways of the Word, we're in a losing battle. But serving, and serving well, says, I trust God. I believe He will work this for His good. Because I've seen Him do it countless times before. Today, as we spend time praying, the prayer guide that I emailed out this morning early is on a new love. And it's fascinating. Jesus is talking to His disciples. He says, a new command I give you, that you love one another. Now, I've always wondered as I read Scripture and I hear something, I read something, and I always have to wonder, what did those that originally heard it think? Especially this command. This command to love one another. Well, that wasn't new. God had commanded His people from the very beginning to love one another. But Jesus didn't stop. He said, a new command I give you, to love one another. As I have loved you, love one another. You see, I believe that was the new part of the command. Jesus showed them what it was supposed to look like. They had heard the command, I'm sure, to love one another countless times before. But perhaps had never heard it quite in this way. To love others like Jesus loves you. And to do that requires that we live with a faith that pleases God. As we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider, how much of your life is lived by faith? And how much is lived by sight, what you can see? How much do you trust God and compared to how much do you trust yourself? Who's really in charge? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I suspect that if you're listening to this broadcast at any time, you are probably one that wants to please God. Do so by living, by serving in faith. Would you pray with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us was displayed through Jesus as He walked this earth, as He taught, as He interacted with people, as He set His face like flint, the Scripture tells us, toward Jerusalem, knowing that He would be arrested and crucified. And continued that path, that road toward Jerusalem, out of love. Father, as we pause today here in this country to celebrate to what we call Valentine's Day, and a day of love, a day of relationship, may we recognize that there has never been and never will be a greater love than the love that You have for us. And Father, as we seek to live with a faith that pleases You, may we do so in a way that expresses Your love to others. May we look closely at the way that Jesus loved people so that we can love others in that same way. Father, help us to examine our level of trust, our level of obedience, our level of submission to you. May we serve fully, trusting that you will make the changes in us that are needed, just as you will make the changes in those we serve, according to what is needed in them. And Father, may we look back in our life and see how you have worked, how you have been present, how you have done incredible things. May that gaze backward remind us of just how faithful you have always been and just how faithful you always will be. And Father, when we look and we see those times of disappointment, may we recognize that it was because, not that you failed, but that our mind was set on things that were not of you. So, Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would teach them by our example and by our words about a faith that pleases you. May they see in us an example of how to live a trustworthy life, to live a life that represents Jesus well, or to live a life that has complete trust, that is fully believing in everything that we do, that you are a God that rewards those who earnestly seek you. And Father, as we live life, may you continually refine and transform our definition of reward. And may we recognize no greater reward than simply walking and living and being in your presence. Father, as I consider the children's story I read earlier this morning about Noah, a man whose faith led him to build an ark in a land that had never seen rain. And even in the midst of the difficulties of building, of being confined to this boat, this ark, for such a long time, his faith, his belief that you are a good God and was looking out for his best interest seemed to never waver. And God, as we live through the storms of life, as our children live through the storms of life that we're currently in, may we have the faith required to build our life upon you, upon the solid foundation of Jesus, so that the storms cannot destroy us. Oh, Father, our prayer often is that you would remove the storms, and even in the midst of the times where you're telling us to stand firm and to have faith. God, help us to have that faith that knows your protection, that knows your love, that knows that you have always and will always work things together for our good, because we love you and we are called by you according to your purpose. And Father, as we have opportunity today, may our love for you be seen in the way that we love others. And more importantly, may your love for us be seen in the way we love others. And may in all of it we work, and may we serve, and may we live by faith in a way that lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.